Well, 11 a.m. here at WMFO Medford. It's time for something about the women, and I'm gonna spill the beans. You and I conspired on the song we're gonna play for my last song. It's something by the Beatles, and we wanted something short. We wanted something quick, and you came up with a great one that I don't know if I would have thought of.
Well, it has to do with my bee practice, and I have a beehive, and I have a friend who is helping me to like extract honey from it. So yeah, I've been kind of on a bee honey theme.
Okay. Well, I'm Mike, and thank you all for listening. I'll be here again next week at 9. And let's leave you with the Beatles and Honey Pie. Have a good show, Kirsten.
Will do. Thanks,
all right,
Mike.
See ya. Bye.
She was a working girl north of England way. Now she's hit the big time in the USA. And if she could only hear me, this is what I'd say. Honey pie, you are making me crazy. I'm in love but I'm lazy, so won't you please come home. My position is tragic. Come and show me the magic of your Hollywood song. You became a legend of the silver screen, and now the thought of meeting you makes me weak in the knee. Oh, honey pie, you are driving me frantic. Sail across the Atlantic to be where you belong. Honey pie, come back to me.
Yeah. I like the light. Ooh, I like this kind of hot kind of music. So won't you please come home? Come, come back to me, honey pie. Oh, 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 oh. Honey pie, honey pie.
Well, good morning, and this is Kirsten. I am sitting in the DJ chair for Something About the Women. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and freeform it is. So thank you, Mike, for a really great show, and also for playing Honey Pie as your last song. It was fun to make a request live. And one thing that I think Mike may or may not have mentioned is next week he is hosting at 10 o'clock some activities for Boston Women Rock. So Boston Women Rock is a program that really is out there to just promote women who are involved in rock in the Boston area. However, Boston, it really does mean Boston in the greater Boston area, Somerville and Cambridge and Medford, and those women that are working in kind of the Boston urban area. And when we say rock, it can be other genres as well. It could be jazz, it could be indie, it could be bluegrass. And so thank you to Mike for hosting this. Mike Stewart, who is one of the DJs here, has really been holding down the fort on that one and has kindly asked me to step in and help out some. So I hope that I'm doing more and more as this semester has been a little bit busy for those of us doing Something About the Women, but we will be more active with that. So thank you, Mike. Okay, well, I am starting out with some music that I am either going to hear or have heard locally in the past little while. So Thursday night, I had the pleasure of going out to hear Big Thief. They were at Paradise Rock Club, and I had not heard them live before, and they really, it was really a wonderful, wonderful show that they put on. However, what I started with was not Big Thief, but Adrian Lenker, who is one of the musicians who are part of Big Thief and does vocals for that group. And this is an album that is called Abyss Kiss, and that song was Symbol. So Big Thief is a Brooklyn-based band, and their members are Adrian Lenker, Buck Meek, Max Olierchik, and James Krichnia, and he is on drums. He also sat in for one of the opening acts, James did, so he did double duty on drums the other night and really just did a great job. So this band's first album, Masterpiece, was released on Saddle Creek Records on May 27th, 2016, really not that long ago. They've really had quite the trajectory here. Capacity is the album that I am most familiar with. That is the band's second album. And I found an NPR article that really explained a lot about the band and the band members, but I was particularly interested in Adrian Lenker's story. A direct quote from the article is, "If Lenker's songs ring true to life, it may be because they're true to hers. She was born in a cult in Indiana that her parents left when she was young. She remembers the uncertain periods that followed. We had a van, a big, giant blue van that we converted ourselves into a little home," she says. "We lived there for a couple of weeks at a time, and then we'd find a landing place." So landing place is like the rented house in Minnesota, which is mentioned in Capacity's lead single, Mythological Beauty. So I also just felt like, after understanding her a little bit, that she had kind of the Bermuda Triangle of happenstance that resulted in her musical career. She didn't go to high school. She and her family did spend time in Nashville, and then she went to Berklee College of Music. In fact, Susan Tedeschi was the one who selected her for a Berklee scholarship. So with that in mind, why don't I play a little Susan Tedeschi?
I miss the arms that used to hold me, the tender the arms that used to hold me.
Smile. Oh, I don't care. Just a hard way to go. I had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I try, the years just flow by like I'm broken down and down. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. Flies in the kitchen, I can hear them buzzing. I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a hard to go.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Well, and that PSA goes out to my foster pups who freely come in and out of my house. I actually had Dodie, who was a hound, and I had her for about 4 weeks, and she actually made so much noise being a hound that people were concerned that, is everything going okay in my house? And I had to put signs up that said, had a picture of her saying, I'm a hound and I bay, and please call Kirsten if there are any concerns. She got adopted, which is great, to a local family, so I will get to see her on occasion, I hope. And seamlessly, another foster, Bobby, came back into my house. He had been with me for 2.5 months, and in the time away from me, he has managed to get bitten by another dog, in which he needed a drain and his wound got infected. He was so far away from the Boston area that he couldn't come to any meet and greets. We're basically speed dating for foster dogs. And then the last foster home he was at, her boyfriend said it's either me or the dog, and she made the wrong decision. So I have Bobby back, but he is a sweet dog. He is a terrier. And ideally, I wouldn't have all of these dogs coming into my house because there'd be better spay and neuter programs elsewhere, but that isn't the case. So there's always room for one more dog, and they come into my house. So if you're ever thinking about getting a dog, consider adoption. So that last set, I had started out with Big Thief singer Adrienne Lenker, who had gone to Berkeley, and her application at Berkeley had been supported by Susan Tedeschi, and I just think that that is really so amazing and wonderful, because I think I've listened to Susan Tedeschi for as long as I've been in the Boston area. I heard her when she would do the blues jam on Sundays at Johnny D's, and she really has developed such talent and skill, and she's really wonderful. So we started out with It Hurts So Bad from her album Just Won't Burn, and that is from 1998. And then something a little more current, you got The Silver from Hope and Desire, and that is from 2005. After that was Bonnie Raitt, Take My Love With You from Slipstream. And it's hard to play Bonnie Raitt without thinking Angel from Montgomery and play Willa Mamet's version. I think she does just such a wonderful version of Angel from Montgomery from her album with Paul Miller called East Hill Record. And their production company is called Kitchen Table Music, which really is such a nice sentiment, right? That as she was growing up in this very talented musical family, people would join the family and they would play music at the kitchen table. And so she has taken that idea and really developed quite a career out of that. She lives on the West Coast, but she comes out this direction typically during the summer. Paul Miller lives in Vermont, and so during the summer is really when we find them playing locally, and I've heard them in a number of places out here, and they really have such a great performance that they put on. I ended that set with Courtney Barnett, City Looks Pretty, Tell Me How You Really Feel. I am pretty darn sure that the first time I ever heard Courtney Barnett was on Music Savage, which is a show that is on Fridays from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And as I frequently like to say, Fridays I could sleep until noon, but I don't. I get up and I listen to Ryan's show because he really puts on a great show. And we like him so much on Something About the Women that we've asked him to cover for us next week. So he will be our DJ next week on Something About the Women. So you can expect to hear a great lineup. And he really focuses on new music, and he also sometimes has a dance set, which is great because it's nice to have a set of music where I feel energized and move around the house a little bit. So I'm going to continue. So did I mention that I saw Big Thief on Thursday night? Really, really, really happy to be able to go and hear them play. Big Thief and Margaret Glasby and Beach House, I think, are three musicians or groups that I play most frequently. So to see some of my musical heroes play live is really a gift. And I love that we have so much live music available. So I'm going to continue with some Big Thief and take it from there.
Burn up with the water, the floods around the plains, the planets in a row.
March.
except no grass, no yard, no pictures hung. I could see across to the park, and there were friends, they were laughing hard. They looked just like my own, with no face, no name, no voice I'd known. I made a clean getaway.
Well, there you have it. Okay, so if I hadn't mentioned already, I am a huge fan of Big Thief. And so it was really interesting for me to look into their band a little bit more, learn some more about them. And then one thing that caught my attention was that, as I mentioned earlier, their albums are being produced by Saddle Creek Records. And so then I kind of went down the rabbit hole of what else is Saddle Creek working on and who are the artists that they are producing right now. And so Azure Ray is one of the groups, a duet, and I will go back and let you know what you heard that involves Azure Ray, as well as Steph Chura. And these artists were new to me. So then, of course, I found myself making this playlist and listening to hours and hours of music and really enjoying what I was listening to and the music that they put out. So in that set, I started with, and I'm calling this my Saddle Creek set, Big Thief, and that song was Mary from the album Capacity. And then after that was Arenda Fink, and it was her song Wind from Ask the Night. And then Azure Ray, Palindrome, from the album Waves, and that is Azure Ray is a duet of Arenda Fink and Maria Taylor, who both work with Saddle Creek. And so after Azure Ray was Maria Taylor, Clean Getaway from Lynn Teeterflower is the name of the CD, and then ended up with Steph Chura, Time to Go, from her album Messes. And then so that song Azure Ray is again both of the musicians that I played in that set, Maria Taylor and Arenda Fink. And they started out as 20-something rookies, and they played together, and then they've done some solo work, and now they're coming back together again. They're now a little older and a little more experienced. And so it has been a few years since their first release. And so Waves EP is coming out in October, and it is going to be available, I think it's October 25th, but there might be a place to pre-order it. I'm sure there is. So that is Azure Ray, and the song was Palindrome from their album Waves, which is coming out October 25th. This is Kirsten. I am sitting in for Something About the Women, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Something About the Women is a show to promote women in music, all genres. There are four of us who sit in this chair, and then we have our friend Ryan sitting in for a couple of our shows. Sue tends to play, I think of her as playing maybe a little more older rock than Liz does. Liz does more current rock. Jane does a six-pack at noon, and she loves her show tunes. And I play a little bit more melodic, maybe. So we each have our own style, and I love listening whenever anybody is on. And then, as I mentioned, Ryan will be on this Saturday, so we can expect to hear some new music and probably some dance music. So I can't believe that an hour is almost up, because I am having so much fun sitting here and playing music, and I love being able to be a DJ because it really encourages me to look down and see what else is going on. So as I said, I went to Big Thief and then thought about who is their production company and found all this other really amazing music that is out there. The next show I am going to will be tonight. I am going to hear Margaret Glaspie with my very good friend Al. He has a ticket for me, so thank you, thank you, thank you, Al. I missed her when she was at the Sinclair last year, and I was really disappointed about that. So it isn't often that you get to right a wrong, but this case I do. So let's go ahead and play some Margaret Glaspie.
Looks like I near forgot who I was to be who you'd want. Yes, I've been sitting silent, because I thought you'd like to be quiet.
No, I don't wanna act like I can't figure it out. I don't wanna hold you till I'm good and ready to. Oh, I don't wanna be on pins and needles around you, of all people, of all.